Good morning. It's Brother Steve Fisher with the Daily Inspiration this morning. God bless you all as you seek the Lord and desire to learn and to hear from Him in this inspiration. Pray for us that we might bring those things to our audience that is edifying and that would be needful in our day. This week I want to talk about the story, a very familiar story in Luke chapter 15. And I think I'm going to read this story first, and then we'll come back and we'll make some comments. It's the story that's well known as the story of the prodigal son. Starting in verse 18 of Luke chapter 15. I'm starting in the wrong place. Verse 11 of Luke chapter 15. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided them unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to eat, bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found." And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, "Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound." And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came to his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, "Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." And he said unto him, "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." So we have an interesting story about a father and his two sons. The one of which, the younger brother, decided that he did not want to wait till the proper time to receive his inheritance, but he wanted it now, just like so many people in our day. And I want to look at a few things here. First of all, I want to look at the context of which this parable is written. Many times this parable is known as the parable of the prodigal son. And, you know, there's reasons for that. It talks a lot about this son that went astray, went into great detail about, what he did in his life and follows his pattern. But we want to look at verse 1 in the same chapter and look at the context in which Jesus gave this parable. And we see that in Luke chapter 15, verse 1, it says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And then Jesus gives this parable. First of all, he gives the parable of a few other parables there. The parable of the shepherd that had 100 sheep and one was lost, and how he rejoiced with the, when he found the one. And he talks about the the woman that had 10 pieces of silver and lost one, and swept and searched till she found, and how she made a big party and rejoiced when she found it. And so he says in chapter 15, verse 10, Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So the context of this parable here is not necessarily about the prodigal son, but it's more about the elder brother. And Jesus is speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, who are murmuring that he is eating with sinners and he is receiving sinners and having company with sinners. And so this is the context in which Jesus gives this parable. He gives them this story about this father that had two sons. And basically what he's trying to get across is the heart of our Father, which is in heaven, and how he desires for even the worst of sinners to come to him and repent and come to Jesus. So... Anyway, that's the context in which it was written. So it's as we can see by that it's more about he's more speaking to the elder brother than he is speaking to the sinners or the prodigal son. Though it is a great story of hope to the prodigal son and the publicans and the sinners as well. And I believe that, of course, he was also in the presence of those, and so it really encompasses a lot in this story. So the characters in the story are, first of all, the father, as it says in verse 11, a certain man, and there is the younger son, which came to him and wanted the portion of his goods, and then there is the citizen of the far country, and then the elder brother. And each one of these characters plays an important role in this story. So I think that what we're going to do is we're going to leave it at that for now, and tomorrow we will come back and we will break it down in bite-sized portions and look at what we can glean from this parable and how this parable can be an encouragement for those who have failed and strayed away. It can be a warning for those who are hypocritical and would not have mercy on someone that is coming back, or maybe we want to hold it against him still. And so it can be an encouragement to all of us about the love of the Father and how he never gave up. He always, every day he looked out and was looking to see if his son is coming back yet. So the Lord bless you, and we will be back with more tomorrow.